who's over here taking a nap, and I'm about half asleep myself. KQ4ZLE.
Pilot goes to sleep.
That was going to give me directions.
Now, bless her heart, this is day 7 in a row for her. 7 of 12-hour shifts. Yeah, she's pretty tuckered. I get it.
Some Z's wherever you can.
Me, no tail light.
Wonder if these newer vehicles have got the auto on headlight feature, if it's like malfunctioning and the headlights aren't, the actual full headlights aren't coming on, and then they have the daytime runners made into the regular headlights so people think their headlights are actually on when they're not, if that makes sense.
Lights in front of him look pretty dim.
It has the auto function turned on, because you can turn it on and off in a lot of new cars. And the daytime running lights come on, and it lights the dash up. There's where they make a mistake. It should not light the dash.
That's true. I didn't think about that. I agree. I still like just the simple manual on and off switch. I disabled the auto, so I just turn them on and off as needed, which I run my headlights on all the time now. I've had much less people pull out in front of me since I started doing that.
Like my manual, that way I have to know they're on, but I don't run mine all the time. Probably not a bad idea, but I don't.
Matt, when I was working fire and EMS full time, because we have to do it on, we're supposed to do it on the emergency vehicles and stuff, so I just got in the habit of just automatically clicking them on anyway. But like my truck, with the certification stuff that I hold, I could run lights and sirens in my personal vehicle. So, like, if I'd get at a scene at night, I would turn my main headlights off, just have my parking four-ways on. That way it wasn't blinding, you know, those of us trying to work the scene and stuff like that. So that was the reason that I actually disabled the auto headlight thing, because you couldn't just turn it off, unfortunately, on it. But yeah, I just got in that habit, and it seems like I've had much less people pull out in front of me.
Well, Ford's usually the one that you can turn them off, and there's other brands out there, but GM seems to want to keep them either auto or none.
Had that little thing on the dash, I just busted it out and put a resistor in the place. I forget what size resistor I put in it, but I put that in there, and so that just disabled it completely. So now it's just like a regular on and off switch. 9.5 Z71s. Chevrolet said it's a little bit older.
Didn't wanted to do that. All you had to do is park and brake. It disables it too. I've seen it done both ways.
The park and brake that way, if it's adjusted correctly, that even just that one little click can put it down just enough to cause heat on your rotors or your drums, whatever system you have.
Go down and cut the wire because it's a normally closed circuit. All you had to do is open the circuit up and it turn the light on in the dash, but some people don't care about that.
Man. Doggone left-hand drivers will not get out of the way. They'll hold up traffic, will not move over.